All right, we are back, and Richard, you've got a couple of car reviews that we're gonna do right now, where they're the same company, two completely different cars, but yet one is kind of, I guess you could say, a stepping stone into getting into the other version of it. And I know I'm not saying that exactly correct, but what did you drive, and explain what I'm trying to tell people?
Yeah, so drove two cars. The first one was a 2023 Toyota GR86. And so kind of a mouthful, lots of letters, lots of numbers in there. Folks, for those of you that know cars, this is essentially the Scion FRS, or more currently the Subaru BRZ. Subaru and Toyota have combined
joint venture
on this car. Correct, joint venture, which is what the next car is that we're going to talk about as well. And honestly, Dad, like you say, this is sort of a stepping stone car. We'll say it that way, right? This is basically kind of your, it's not a roadster, right? Because it's got four seats, although that back
very
row
small
is really not usable at all. And not that it should be, and that's not a knock on the car in the least bit. It's just a situation of, I feel like, well, we should know it, right? It's got a back seat, nothing crazy. It does have a manual option, although the one that we drove was an automatic, which worked fine, Dad. Up at our altitude, this car is slightly underpowered, Dad.
Right.
It's got a 2.4 cylinder Boxster engine with 228 horsepower. Again, I mentioned the 6-speed automatic transmission with paddle shifters, and that's not a knock. It's just at our altitude, the performance as far as straight line speed isn't there.
Right.
However, in saying that, this is one of the most fun cars you will drive
for the price, for sure.
Yeah, in our mountain roads in Colorado here, yeah, and for the price, you mentioned them, right? $33,459 as tested. You can actually get this car for under $30,000 if you get the base trim on it. They do actually have a new model, a special edition for this year, which gives you kind of they call it orange solar shift as far as the paint color. It gives you a performance exhaust and some stuff like that. Folks, really what you need to know about this car, if you're looking for a car kind of like I'll just say that we usually don't mention competitors, but like a Miata, right? A Mazda Miata. This is there's very few cars kind of in this segment. This is a car to look at. It's fun to drive. It is a Toyota Subaru joint venture. It's enjoyable. Yes, it's tight. So if you're a little bit bigger, taller, whatever it might be, you may want to test this drive beforehand. But ultimately, that it's really an enjoyable car to use, to be honest with you, and just to drive, and especially here in Colorado. Now, if you're driving this car for straight line speed, you're going to be disappointed. But if you're just driving this car to have fun, Dad, and just kind of tool around in and just, you know, have a fun little date night, I would highly encourage folks to check it out. It's one of my more favorite performance cars that we get to drive. So head your local dealer. Again, Toyota and I know that it's not Subaru, whatever it is. Again, it's also a Subaru BRZ, but we encourage folks, get out, test drive these vehicles. When you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.